Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get ready. It's time for
Operation Late Night Excitement.
Top rated in late night radio.
The awesomest night of all time.
After dark.
It's late night with Hancock and Kelly.
You deserve a fun night.
On KMOX.
You awake?
Wow.
That was pretty boring.
Whole lot of nothing there.
An hour-long debate right here on KMOX with our partners at Fox 2. Andy Banker, who was with Shirley Washington, who was one of the moderators, will join us here in our next segment.
We'll get an eyewitness view of the debate.
I can only imagine. I wonder if the arrival and the departure was as boring as the debate was.
It lacked a certain...
Well, at the very beginning, both of them had the opportunity and jumped on it to point out to two big issues that are prevalent in St. Louis County. That would be crime and abortion.
Yep.
Mark Montavani immediately jumped on saying there was a lack of a crime plan in St. Louis County and that he's, in fact, endorsed by all of the law enforcement agencies
out there. Good point.
And Sam Page went right after the choice issue and said that he was endorsed by all of the pro-choice groups out there.
Check. Good point.
Outside of that, John, it was kind of, I mean, there were some questions that you kind of knew were going to come, right? The Rams settlement money?
Yeah. I sensed like there were a lot of lost opportunities there and, on both sides. I thought Page could have seized the abortion question more aggressively. And, Montavani's response, he's pro-choice, and his response was, it's a federal government and a state government issue. Reasonable response. Page did not jump on that. And, what Page should have done at that point, in my opinion, is said, well, look, there are some things we can do in St. Louis County, and that's why I'm taking leadership on this issue, and that's why I'm providing these services. He didn't really do that. It was kind of bland. I thought Montavani missed a golden opportunity on the pandemic question.
Exactly.
If something, if we have another thing, would you impose mask mandates? And he said he'd take the science and see, a very measured response from Mark Montavani, as you might expect. But that's the time to say, look, this guy put businesses out of business he overreacted, and St. Louis County suffered because of it. And it didn't result in a savings of life. What it resulted in was a destruction of the business environment in St. Louis County. And if I'm county executive, that's not going to happen.
Both of them said that they were open to future mask mandates, potentially.
Yeah.
And what I didn't get there, though, John, is that, I mean, the President of the United States went on 60 Minutes and said the pandemic is over.
It's over. That was yesterday's news.
Yeah, that we're moving on from this. And so, boy, I think there were missed opportunities for both. I have to tell you, I think this was a good night for Sam Page.
Because?
Simply because you're the incumbent, and you're going to be the one that would be taking most of the arrows. And not many arrows were slung.
No.
It was boring.
There were some not forcefully swung. But, I mean, the whole idea that the county budget is so badly out of whack, and Sam Page's response to that was, well, we've taken all this federal money, and so it's not as bad as it was. I mean, that's not a very strong answer. And I think, you know, again, there's, you know, we're in this era now where political rhetoric has become so inflamed and everybody's evil and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And people don't like that. I get that. But that doesn't mean that, particularly in a debate environment, that you don't seize opportunities to draw distinctions between yourself and your opponent. And I felt like on both sides tonight, they missed some golden opportunities to do just that. You don't have to be, you know, Donald Trump and calling them treasonous. But you also don't have to be milquetoast.
Right.
You've got to draw distinctions for voters. You've got to give voters a reason to, you know, make a decision towards you and not them. And I just felt like on both sides tonight, they missed that opportunity.
And let's be honest. This was being aired during on Channel 11, which is not one of the major networks. It's our Fox partner. But Fox has baseball on this evening. Of course, we had it here on KMOX. You all are well-informed listeners. You're listening into it.
Yep.
But I think Mark Montemagno also had an opportunity to make headlines. And I got to tell you, I don't think there's headlines that came out of this debate.
Yeah, I agree.
That's why I would argue to you that Sam Page won. I think a very subdued county executive wound up prevailing simply because the debate didn't go off the rails and he didn't take any major hits. Now, I didn't like the format either, the 60 seconds. You can't really get into it.
But there's not much you can do about that. I mean, you've got to have a format. But here's what didn't happen in that debate. And I coach debates
for
candidates. And so you've got this format. It's rigid. It's 60 seconds, 30 seconds, 15 seconds, you know, whatever it is. And you've got to find, and when I coach my candidates, you have to find a point in that debate where you cut through the format and take things over. Because you're going to make a point that's so profound and so impactful.
It makes a headline.
It makes a headline. And neither one of them did that tonight. And, you know, had I been coaching Mark Montemagno, for example, when the whole masking thing came up, and that's the time to cut in. Sam Page answers his question, says whatever he says, and he says, look, here's what we're not going to do. We're not going to close down businesses. We're not going to shut down enterprise. We're not going to put people out of work in this county if I'm county executive. And that's a promise I make to you. I mean, something simple like that, that would have been the headline.
Yeah.
And it didn't happen.
No. In fact, their positions seemed awfully similar to each other.
Yeah.
Once they laid them out there, it was hard to decipher where they were each on the issue. The other one that was interesting to me, John, and by the way, I think they both butchered it, was the question about a merger with the city. Now, I don't know that the both of them said, hey, the residents aren't there. There's a lot more things that need to be done.
Yeah.
But I think there also needs to be a reckoning that takes place in this region that we have got some real systematic issues with the way that our government is set up. Both of them pointed and said, oh, we can, you know, we've done things with the health department and the blah, blah, blah. There's not a person out here who doesn't know that we've got serious dysfunction going on, and you can't ignore the fact that the city is burning to the ground.
Here's how you answer that question politically. Nobody wants to create one government out of the city and county. We're not going to do that. We're not going to do that under my watch. It's not going to happen anytime soon, if ever. But are there some areas, particularly in public safety, where we need to reach some cooperation and have some agreement that we're going to do things differently than we're doing it now because crime is out of control? Yeah. And I'm going to look at that as your county executive. No, I'm not going to merge St. Louis City and County. I'm not going to support
that. Both of them did say that.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you, then you've got to strike at the heart of what the issue is. And then the issue in the city and the county right now is crime.
Right.
And, you know, I felt like that was a lost opportunity, too, on both sides.
Well, obviously, our whole idea of debates are unfathomable after what we witnessed with Donald Trump in 2016.
Yeah.
So debates never seem to live up to what people would expect. But I don't think this debate moved the needle a millimeter either way.
Concur.
And hence why I think it was probably a good night for Sam Page.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the other thing, though, that Montevani had to do, he's being called an extremist and a flip-flopper and blah, blah, blah. And he had to come across as stable and competent and able. I think he did that. I think people that would look at him could well see him as the county executive and be comfortable with that. So he did accomplish that mission tonight, and that's not to be lost here.
And it's something I've said on our television show. I think I may have said it on Came Watch. Both these guys are cerebral. There's no doubt about it that they've got some ideas. Neither of them, from my perspective, poked through and really grasped the viewer and pulled them along with a message tonight.
Yeah, I think that's, I agree with that. And, well, when we come back, we're going to visit with one of the moderators of the debate, Andy Banker. He was there in person asking questions. We'll get his thoughts, his take. And that's next on Hancock and Kelly, late night on KMOX.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Well, it's late night with Hancock and Kelly. We came in to visit after the debate at St. Louis County. The St. Louis County executive, Sam Page, debated Mark Montavani, the Republican challenger. A week from today, people will go to the polls to choose between these two folks.
Let me posit a little prediction about this race.
This ought to be interesting.
So, going back, you know, the Republicans had Shamed Dogan, a state representative, who was the presumptive nominee. He was defeated by a woman who spent zero money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know her name. And she became the nominee for the Republicans. So no race at
right.
all for St. Page. She withdraws, then says she's staying in. Then she gets out. She finally got out. And the Republicans picked Mark Montavani, a gentleman who had run twice previously as a Democrat for the office. And at that point, most of the pundit class, you and me included, assumed that Sam Page was going to win this race, as we had assumed that after the primary election, after Shamed Dogan was defeated. And now we've come 2.5 months hence. My sense is that there is a general dissatisfaction with Sam Page out there amongst Republicans and some Democrats, and African-American Democrats in particular, and that Montavani is proving to be more of a difficult challenge than perhaps the Page team expected. I'm not saying Montavani's going to win.
Well, he's not.
But I am saying that race is going to be a lot closer than people thought. And if the wave exists, as it may be developing, Mark Montavani could win that race.
I don't think so. But potentially, I mean, I don't see it. That would have to be an incredibly large wave.
Well, waves happen.
And if there is any trajectory changing in this race, it did not happen as a result of this debate.
Here comes the wave.
It's happening as a result of the national discussion. Speaking of a discussion,
doing a little twirly,
joining us right now is the guy that sits between us on Sunday mornings, and he was one of the moderators of the debate tonight.
He was in the room, and he stayed awake the whole time.
Kind of boring, Andy.
I didn't think so.
Of course not. So what did you see? What did you see from your bird's eye view?
Well, I apologize. I haven't been able to listen to your comments. I sort of wanted to ask you, but I'll share a few thoughts with you. Obviously, my opinions don't matter. I am an impartial moderator, and that's 100%.
And you did a fabulous job.
Yeah, you did a fine job.
Thank you. And so did Shirley Washington.
She did. I mean,
we prepared quite a bit. We did go in expecting a little more cutthroat approach from both of them. Now, I think you guys would probably agree that Mark Montavani exhibited a little bit more of that than Sam Page. When Sam was attacked, Mark said, and I'm going by first names because now we're all pals. We sat around and talked after the debate. But, no, the county executive would just sort of slough it off and say, oh, well, that's just campaign rhetoric. That's just campaign rhetoric. And we had a lot of topics that we wanted to get to. I thought we did a good job of getting to most of them.
You did.
If there's one thing I would have liked to have done is to sort of double down on Mr. Page about, it's not just rhetoric. He's taking aim at you on specific issues. But I think we did that anyway, without specifically using those words, because we did follow up repeatedly asking him, you know, he's using charged words like lazy, for instance, when it comes to Coldwater Creek.
Yeah.
You know, and those kinds of, I don't know if those blows landed.
Well, I thought that
more of them were directed at the county executive than the other way around. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think that was one of Montavani's better moments in the debate, talking about Coldwater Creek and how he would address it versus Sam Page. I thought he had a good moment there. I thought he missed Montavani an opportunity on the whole future masking question and pandemic question. I thought he missed an opportunity to shine the light on the fact that Sam Page shut down these businesses and that a lot of businesses in St. Louis County are upset with Sam Page. And I felt like, you know, that was an opening there that he didn't walk through as I would have if, you know, if I were advising or debating.
Well, I have to tell you, you know, one thing we wanted to guard against, not just Shirley and I, the whole team that pulled this off, and it was quite a feat. You know, I don't think there has been another locally produced and televised and simulcast and live-streamed debate of this campaign season by any other news outlet in town.
Right. So that's right.
This was, I mean, you know, this was a big deal. And I not to toot our horns, but I think we did it pretty well. And it wasn't our job to be the attacker.
Right.
Right. We're moderators and we leave that up to them. One of the things we wanted to guard against was letting one candidate hog the time. I don't think either of them did.
No, they didn't.
But, you know, Shirley and I, we can't discuss this during the debate because it's happening and our mics are open and we can't sit up there and say, hey, we need to even this out a little bit. The and where I'm going to with this is that Mark Bonavani opened the door for the county executive, Sam Page, to rebut more often than the other way around. You know, Sam, I honestly, I don't really think he attacked Bonavani at all,
yeah,
or just on a few sort of timid jabs. And that was it. So it wasn't enough to merit a rebuttal,
yeah,
from Mr. Bonavani, if you know what I mean.
No,
I mean, you understand
totally
where I'm going there, right? Yeah.
And I think that's kind of the setting that Sam Page probably was hoping for, something that didn't have too much jabbing back and forth. I told John I think he won simply because he didn't get hurt.
Low drama.
Yeah, it was really low drama. As a newsman, Andy, you know, debates typically will make a headline. And I'm not sure either of these candidates made a headline tonight. Do you think they did?
Simply by the fact that they debated.
Yeah.
You know, that's a headline. You know, I thought there were some headlines. I mean, we obviously are covering, we're covering the debate in our newscast tonight at 9, 10, and 11 on Fox. Well, I should say after World Series Baseball. My headline would be Montavani attacks and Page holds his ground.
Yeah.
You know, but was there a specific moment on a specific issue where they really scored one point that might register above all the others?
Andy,
I think you're right. Maybe not. I mean, I thought Bonavani was good on the very last question regarding the stadium and the negotiations and what should be done with it, and maybe put it in a, you know, for
endowment, I think, was the word.
An endowment,
used.
I was going to say, you know, escrow, and sit on it and just let it grow. And he criticized the powers that be for really wasting the opportunity to have this money grow more than it already has. And he repeatedly pointed out that, you know, he hasn't been here. He's never had a budget submitted to St. Louis County. And then if he ever gets the chance to do one, he's going to submit a balanced one. Because of his business background. I think he did bring some things to the table
sure,
that Sam didn't directly deflect. He just moved on.
Yeah.
You know, and I hate to say what I expected, but I think going in, and just from watching other debates in preparation for this, you know, around the country, usually you have a little more, no matter what question you ask, they're going to go back to their talking points and stay on the attack. And maybe Mark Bonavani handled it perfectly because you don't want to come off as a jerk and just, nonstop attacking a guy that's just sitting there and deflecting it all. And maybe Sam handled it perfectly because he did deflect it all and he sort of stood his ground and just said what he thought. And he said, okay, I have been here. I stand by the way I handled COVID. I might mask again. I'll do what I have to do. You guys decide.
I think Sam Page has got to be pleased when he's riding home with his advisors. I think that the fact that there's not much substance that came out of it was probably a good thing for him. I think Mark Montavani presented himself quite appropriately. He's a cerebral man. Both of them were cerebral. I think they gave you good answers. Quick question about the format. Did you guys, did they have topics? Did they know anything that you all were going to bring up, or were all those questions a complete surprise?
We did not give them a list of questions. They were made aware of general topics, from what I know. I never spoke with either one of them in the lead up to this debate. I can tell you that, and neither did Shirley, and neither did any of our producers. I mean, they did have people in here last week, representatives from their campaigns, to do the card draw to see who got the first question. And I know, you know, some of our management here has been in contact with their campaigns, but it was pretty limited. I mean, yeah, we didn't spell anything out.
So the Monday morning quarterback is a reviled figure.
Let me jump on, you know, Michael mentioned the car ride home. If you know people in the Mark Montavani camp, I'm sure they're saying, God, we did it. This was great.
Yeah, I think both sides can feel good about what they accomplished. You know, the Monday morning quarterback is a reviled figure, but I'm going to play one anyway because I do this for a living. I prepare candidates for debates. And you've got this highly structured format, minute question, 30-second response, 15-second rebuttal if appropriate. And right. Without exception, when I'm coaching somebody for a debate, I hone them in on that moment where they can break the format and jump in and give 20 seconds of gold that becomes a headline for the debate. And I think both of these candidates missed that opportunity tonight, in my opinion. If I were coaching Montavani, I would have said, as soon as the question of future mask mandates come up, I would have said, let me tell you what I'm not going to do. I'm not going to shut down these businesses in St. Louis County. I'm not going to put people out of work. I'm not going to close down restaurants and bars. I'm going to take a measured approach, and we're going to get through it together. Boom. And if I were Sam Page on the issue of abortion, he could have said, because St. Louis County's pro-choice, he's going to say, you know, I'm not going to default and say it's the federal government and the state government. I'm going to take whatever action I can take, and that's what I have done as your county executive. I'm going to provide access for women in distress. He's not. And both of those instances, they could have created a headline and totally changed the underlying dynamic of that debate. What do you think?
I get it, and I think to some extent they both did that. They just didn't do it as effectively as you just did, you know, because on the abortion question, I thought it was fair, especially right now in 2022, at this point, within, you know, 5 or 6 months of the Dobbs decision, that it's fair to ask, what do you think? And I wanted to specifically ask them. I know they do not make abortion policy, right? But I think voters want to know, what would you support? And through what point of a pregnancy do you believe the right to choose exists if you both support the right to choose, which they both claim they do? I thought that was fair. And I think, John, you brought that up because Mark sort of slid on that and said, we don't make abortion policy, but I do believe in the right to choose. And Sam Page said, well, you know, we have the viability standard, and that's where I think it should stay. He actually maybe scored a point there, but like you said, he didn't do as effectively as you just did. And the same goes for the mask mandate. I thought Mark Montavani sort of got to where you mentioned, John, but just not as directly or as impactfully as maybe you would have liked him to do it as a campaign. What should I call you? A campaign
operatives.
Consultant,
yeah.
A campaign operative. One thing about the questions and the format, we did want to kind of stick to it and have both of them answer the same questions. You'll see a lot of debates where each candidate gets a different question, and then you know, only for them to answer, but then the other candidate gets a rebuttal on that. I don't know that it's a major difference. It might change the flow a little bit. But for the most point, by giving them both a question on the same topic, the chance for a rebuttal is already built in.
Well, Andy, if you know what I mean. You and Shirley knocked it out of the park tonight. Fox Amen. 2, Channel 11, KMOX. So glad that you were the face of the debate. You did an incredible job. We look forward to seeing you on Sunday morning at 8:30, right, pal?
Yes, I was going to say. Well, thank you for that praise, by the way. I really appreciate it, more than you guys could know. And I do. I can't wait to digest some of this on Sunday with y'all, because I want to know more about what you think.
We'll break it down.
I don't know if anybody cares what I think, but I'm not going to tell you anyway. I think you two guys are awesome.
Well, we think you're the best, Andy. He's Andy Banker. So much. Thanks so much for joining us. Hey, when we come back, did you hear what happened last night in downtown St. Louis?
I did.
It will blow your mind.
Ridiculous.
I have been thinking all evening about how to best say this.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
Buddy, when you think things just can't get any worse in St. Louis.
They do.
They do.
Yeah.
It was at 2 o'clock today, Kim Bell, the Post-Dispatch reporter, posted a story in the Post-Dispatch. And it talked about a deputy for the St. Louis Sheriff's Office who was robbed at gunpoint. They stole his 9mm pistol,
jeez,
his personal car, and cell phone after the Blues game on Monday night. Now, wait for this.
Yeah.
The guy was in a full uniform.
Yeah.
He had worked directing traffic, getting people out of downtown. And at 12:20, somebody came up and carjacked him in a full uniform.
Unbelievable.
Took his gun. A St. Louis sheriff.
A sheriff's deputy, and so he's got the brown uniform,
right,
which they wear, and he's doing private security, so he's working, you know, on his own.
His own time.
Yep. But he's in uniform, he's armed, and he's directing traffic.
Well, this is after his traffic.
The event is over.
Yeah, he gets in his car to leave. His car's got traffic or having issues, so he had called for some help.
Okay.
While he's waiting for the help, up walks a criminal who winds up sticking him up and carjacking him.
Taking his gun, taking the car. He took the car?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. You know, I don't understand how this can continue to go on. We hear from nobody. I guess Dan Isom will talk tomorrow for a couple of minutes. You know, crime's going down in the city. Yeah. It's not that bad. Look at the statistics. I don't believe them.
No.
I don't believe anything. And, you know, here we are trying to encourage people to come downtown. We need people down here. It's our St. Louis Blues, and this is what's happening. This is what's happening.
Yeah, it's enough of an insult that they've lost 5 games in a row. and now you got this. And, you know, the bottom line problem is, we have a sense of lawlessness
true
in
that.
This town.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes all the way down to speeding, the drag racing down Washington Avenue.
Stoplights. Throwing litter out of your car.
Snatch and grab. And none of it's getting enforced. None of it. And so, you know, if you're inclined to do ill and you see you can get away with this and you can get away with that, it's like a kid.
Yeah,
you know, if the kid can get away with staying up past his bedtime, and then he can get away with sneaking out of his room and watching television late at night,
right?
And then he can get away with sneaking out of his room and watching television and sneaking out of the house,
right?
And then he can get away with sneaking.
But eventually, there has to be consequences.
You would think
there has to be an adult that comes and says, "Hey, this is not right."
You would think, but what you've really done. And then on the back end of it, once you're even caught, there's no repercussion. There's no prosecution.
No.
The prosecutor lets you go. And so even after all of those steps have been accomplished successfully, you finally get caught, you finally get arrested, and nothing happens.
Yep.
And so what you've inculcated in people is the idea that there's nothing you can't get away with. And that's what we're living with right now in the city of St. Louis.
Hence the reason that they think they can get away with holding up an officer.
Yeah.
This is a man in a uniform with a gun.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know. Say what you want about our previous mayors and elected officials. They were present. They would take questions. But we won't hear from any of our leadership tomorrow.
And honestly, in this kind of environment that we're living in, you're probably, if you're a criminal, you're probably better off robbing a cop than a regular citizen. Because, you know, less you robbed a cop, well, the cops are bad. You know, we don't like the cops. They're no good. So you robbed a cop. Okay, fine. I mean, I don't want to be flippant here, and I'm borderline flippant, and I apologize. But I'm just exasperated by the callousness that that's all of this crime has become in our community, and it's killing us. It's killing our commerce. It's killing our ability to bring in tourists and visitors. It's just no good.
Yeah, I don't know unfortunately, we've got another no good story coming up, but it's important for us to talk about. It may be related. Some major businesses potentially could be leaving St. Louis. One of them.
Oh, wait a minute now.
Uh-huh.
I feel bad for the sheriff that got robbed. I'm glad he's safe and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But the Blues have lost 5 games in a row.
Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah, somebody's going to have a talk with Coach Berube.
It's not. Well, Berube's on top of it. But this team has not developed a personality. And I don't know if that's on Doug Armstrong or, you know.
But it's early, John. We're only, 7-8 games into the season?
5 games. A 5-game losing streak in a hockey season, whether it's early, middle, or late, is huge.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Blues, this team had 109 points last year, 106, something like that. And, you know, that's not going to happen on this trajectory. And I do worry. And here's the thing, you know, we had the cup year when we finally pulled it together. We had a personality. We were a heavy team. Mm-hmm. We checked. We forechecked. We got in there. We mixed it up. This team kind of wants to be run and gun. They kind of, I don't think they know what they are yet. And I don't know that the lines are situated such that the team has a personality. And that's got to get fixed quickly.
Well, there you have it. There's your segment of Sports Open Line. Hancock and Kelly Late Night rolls on. That's Coldplay. You like Coldplay?
I do.
British band.
I like the one where they got the cellos going.
Yeah.
What's that called?
I don't know.
Viva La Vida.
Viva La Vida. There's Matt Pajeski behind the microphone.
We call him
PJ.
That's right. He's the producer here at KMOX.
He's the best.
Maybe we ought to throw open the phone lines.
436-7900. 1-800-925-1120. You want to talk about the debate?
Want to talk about the sheriff getting carjacked last night?
The Blues? Anything on your mind?
Maybe you might want to talk about this. Emerson, up in North County, you know Emerson's headquarters up there, don't you?
Well aware.
They've sold part of their business, to their climate technologies business, to a private equity fund called Blackstone.
Yep, big.
And they have announced that the Blackstone's going to take over a 3-year lease of the existing Emerson property, but Emerson headquarters itself is going to be looking for somewhere else to go, and they might be willing to move out of St. Louis.
Yeah. Huge blow.
That would be a huge blow to St. Louis. You can't help but read into the whole Centene taking its name off the soccer stadium the other day that you worry that there could be a rollback of what they mean to St. Louis.
Yeah.
You know, this is a lot of economic development opportunities, lots of businesses that used to be here, no longer here.
Yeah, but you also have to understand that businesses are dealing with inflation just as we are. They're dealing with higher interest rates just as we are. And they're dealing with local governments, in the case of the city of St. Louis, that are not welcoming to what they want to do. And so, you know, they've got to take all those things into account, and they're going to make decisions that are in the best interest of their shareholders if they're a publicly traded company, or in the best interest of the family that owns a privately held company. And, you know, that's happening. And regretfully, St. Louis is not exactly the most welcoming place to do business right now.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate. And then you throw on crime on top of it all that we're dealing with.
Yeah.
You know, Michael Neidorff, God rest his soul, recently
passed away this summer.
Yeah. And they had a big honoring of him. But he was really on the forefront of trying to push from a business leader's standpoint of we have got to deal with crime in this region.
Yeah.
And he was telling the stories of trying to attract top talent to St. Louis. And many of these folks, when they sat down and they Googled St. Louis,
they immediately said,
nope, my husband won't let me move there. My wife won't let me move there. It's just not a place I'm going to go.
And, you know, the cost of living is good. Depending on where you live, the schools are quite good.
Right.
The cultural situation is good. The food's good. I mean, there's a lot to like about living in St. Louis. It's very family friendly. But the crime stuff is overarching for a lot of people, and folks are, you know, reluctant to come here. And he made that
possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I have been thinking all evening about how to best say this.
Now, back to Late Night with Hancock and Kelly on King of OX.
Buddy, when you think things just can't get any worse in St. Louis.
They do.
They do.
Yeah.
It was at 2 o'clock today, Kim Bell, the Post-Dispatch reporter, posted a story in the Post-Dispatch. And it talked about a deputy for the St. Louis Sheriff's Office who was robbed at gunpoint. And they stole his 9mm pistol,
jeez,
his personal car, and cell phone after the Blues game on Monday night. Now,
wait for this. Yeah.
The guy was in a full uniform.
Yeah.
He had worked directing traffic, getting people out of downtown. And at 12:20, somebody came up and carjacked him in a full uniform.
Unbelievable.
Took his gun. A St. Louis sheriff.
A sheriff's deputy, and so he's got the brown uniform,
right,
which they wear, and he's doing private security, so he's working, you know, on his own.
On his own time.
Yep. But he's in uniform, he's armed, And he's directing traffic.
Well, this is after his traffic.
The event is over.
Yeah, he gets in his car to leave. His car's got traffic or having issues, so he had called for some help.
Okay.
While he's waiting for the help, up walks a criminal who winds up sticking him up and carjacking him.
Taking his gun, taking the car. He took the car?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. You know, I don't understand how this can continue to go on. We hear from nobody. I guess Dan Isom will talk tomorrow for a couple of minutes. You know, crime's going down in the city. Yeah. It's not that bad. Look at the statistics. I don't believe them.
No.
I don't believe anything. And, you know, here we are trying to encourage people to come downtown. We need people down here. It's our St. Louis Blues, and this is what's happening. This is what's happening.
Yeah, it's enough of an insult that they've lost five games in a row. and now you got this. And, you know, the bottom line problem is, we have a sense of lawlessness in this town.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes all the way down to speeding, the drag racing down Washington Avenue.
Stoplights. Throwing litter out of your car.
Snatch and grab. And none of it's getting enforced. None of it. And so, you know, if you're inclined to do ill and you see you can get away with this and you can get away with that, it's like a kid.
Yeah,
you know, if the kid can get away with staying up past his bedtime, and then he can get away with sneaking out of his room and watching television late at night,
right?
And then he can get away with sneaking out of his room and watching television and sneaking out of the house,
right.
And then he can get away with sneaking.
But eventually, there has to be consequences.
You would think
there has to be an adult that comes and says, "Hey, this is not right."
You would think, but what you've really done. And then on the back end of it, once you're even caught, there's no repercussion. There's no prosecution.
No.
The prosecutor lets you go. And so even after all of those steps have been accomplished successfully, you finally get caught, you finally get arrested, and nothing happens.
Yep.
And so what you've inculcated in people is the idea that there's nothing you can't get away with. And that's what we're living with right now in the city of St. Louis.
The reason that they think they can get away with holding up an officer.
Yeah.
This is a man in a uniform with a gun.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know. Say what you want about our previous mayors and elected officials. They were present. They would take questions. But we won't hear from any of our leadership tomorrow.
And honestly, in this kind of environment that we're living in, you're probably, if you're a criminal, you're probably better off robbing a cop than a regular citizen. Because, you know, less you robbed a cop, the cops are bad. You know, we don't like the cops. They're no good. So you robbed a cop. Okay, fine. I mean, I don't want to be flippant here, and I'm borderline flippant, and I apologize. But I'm just exasperated by the callousness that that's all of this crime has become in our community, and it's killing us. It's killing our commerce. It's killing our ability to bring in tourists and visitors. It's just no good.
Yeah, I don't know unfortunately, we've got another no good story coming up, but it's important for us to talk about. It may be related. Some major businesses potentially could be leaving St. Louis. One of them.
Oh, wait a minute now.
Uh-huh.
I feel bad for the sheriff that got robbed. I'm glad he's safe and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But the Blues have lost five games in a row.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Yeah, somebody's going to have a talk with Coach Berube.
It's not. Well, Berube's on top of it. But this team has not developed a personality. And I don't know if that's on Doug Armstrong or, you know.
But it's early, John. We're only, what? Seven, eight games into the season?
Five games, a five-game losing streak in a hockey season, whether it's early, middle, or late, is huge.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Blues, this team had 109 points last year,
mm-hmm.
106, something like that. And, you know, that's not going to happen on this trajectory. And I do worry. And here's the thing. You know, we had the Cup year. When we finally pulled it together, we had a personality. We were a heavy team. We checked. We forechecked. We got in there. We mixed it up. This team kind of wants to be run and gun. They kind of, I don't think they know what they are yet. And I don't know that the lines are situated such that the team has a personality, and that's got to get fixed quickly.
Well, there you have it. There's your segment of Sports Open Line. Hancock and Kelly Late Night rolls on. That's Coldplay. You like Coldplay?
I do.
British band.
I like the one where they got the cellos going.
Yeah.
What's that called?
I don't know.
Viva La Vida.
Viva La Vida.
Viva La Vida.
There's Matt Pajeski behind the microphone.
We call him
PJ.
That's right. He's the producer here at KMOX.
He's the best.
Maybe we ought to throw open the phone lines.
436-7900, 1-800-925-1120. You want to talk about the debate?
Want to talk about the sheriff getting carjacked last night?
The Blues? Anything on your mind?
Maybe you might want to talk about this. Emerson, up in North County, you know Emerson's headquarters up there, don't you?
Well aware.
They've sold part of their business, to their climate technologies business, to a private equity fund called Blackstone.
Yep. Big.
And they have announced that the Blackstone's going to take over a three-year lease of the existing Emerson property, but Emerson headquarters itself is going to be looking for somewhere else to go, and they might be willing to move out of St. Louis.
Yeah. Huge blow.
That would be a huge blow to St. Louis. You can't help but read into the whole Centene taking its name off the soccer stadium the other day, that you worry that there could be a rollback of what they mean to St. Louis.
Yeah.
You know, this is a lot of economic development opportunities, lots of businesses that used to be here, no longer here.
Yeah, but you also have to understand that businesses are dealing with inflation just as we are. They're dealing with higher interest rates just as we are. And they're dealing with local governments, in the case of the city of St. Louis, that are not welcoming to what they want to do. And so, you know, they've got to take all those things into account, and they're going to make decisions that are in the best interest of their shareholders if they're a publicly traded company, or in the best interest of the family that owns a privately held company. And, you know, that's happening. And regretfully, St. Louis is not exactly the most welcoming place to do business right now.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate. And then you throw on crime on top of it all that we're dealing with.
Yeah.
Michael Neidorff, God rest his soul, recently
passed away. Summer.
Yeah. And they had a big honoring of him. But he was really on the forefront of trying to push from a business leader's standpoint of, we have got to deal with crime in this region.
Yeah.
And he was telling the stories of trying to attract top talent to St. Louis. And many of these folks, when they sat down and they Googled St. Louis,
couldn't get
them immediately
here.
Said, nope, my husband won't let me move there. My wife won't let me move there. It's just not a place I'm going to go.
And, you know, the cost of living is good. Depending on where you live, the schools are quite good.
Right.
The cultural situation is good. The food's good. I mean, there's a lot to like about living in St. Louis. It's very family friendly. But the crime stuff is overarching for a lot of people, and folks are, you know, reluctant to come here. And he made that point. He made it effectively.
Yeah, and he was one of the big pushers. We heard it tonight in that debate of bringing in some folks to study the two police departments, which ultimately they came out with some recommendations. And what we probably need, John Hancock, I think you and I may agree on this, is some type of regional police force.
Yeah.
The idea that we've got 90 municipalities, 70 of them that have their own police department, a couple of them can't even afford to do that. St. Louis County's got a well-trained police department. We've got a well-trained police department here in the city.
Yep.
And we've got resources. Now they're competing against each other. Lots of suburban police departments stealing city cops after they've been trained by this really well-run police department. And we find ourselves in a situation where we're cannibalizing ourselves, when really it ought to just be a movement of resources to address crime where it is in the region.
Yeah, and let me tell you what you don't see. You don't see the Bronx PD. You don't see the Queens PD.
Right.
You don't see the Long Island PD. You see the NYPD. And that NYPD polices the city of New York, for better or worse. And, they have their ebbs and flows over time. But here, You've got the St. Louis City Police Department, the St. Louis County Police Department, the Kirkwood Police Department, the Chesterfield Police Department, the Moline Acres Police Department.
It goes on and on.
I mean, you know, and that's not...
Which means each of them have their own chiefs.
Yes.
Each of them have their own detectives.
Yes.
Each of them have their own, you know, specialists in this, that, or the other.
I guess they share crime labs now.
Oh, that's great.
But, you know, that's not the way to do this. And the folks that have lived through severe crime, probably New York chief among them, you know, have you ever heard of the Huntington Beach Police Department? No. It's the LAPD.
Yeah.
And, you know, so there is something to be said for having a unified, cohesive force that is focused and organized to address the crime problem in our community. And we do not, I mean, whatever you may think about what we do not have that.
No, absolutely. I think we got a call. Let's check in.
Let's go to Mystery Caller. Mystery Caller, welcome to Camo X.
Hello, my name is Amy, and I am a first-time caller, but a long-time listener of the Hancock and Kelly Show.
Yeah, this ought to be interesting.
Fan of you guys.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I have a question. I have a question for you guys. It's a dilemma as an adult.
All right. Okay.
As an adult, do you ask people, like, if you need a ride to the airport, should you Uber or should you ask a friend to give you a ride to the airport or to pick you up from the airport?
Well, Amy, that's going to depend upon if you have any friends. So if you're the kind of person that kind of keeps to yourself, you know, and you don't really have any friends and you, you know, family, then you're probably going to need the Uber.
I have a friend whose name also happens to be Amy.
Unbelievable.
She wouldn't ask for a ride, nor would she Uber. She would run to the airport.
She would run.
Literally, just run to the airport.
Yeah, but there's a lot of luggage out there.
She sounds like a super loser.
Why do you ask this question, Miss Amy?
Well, because we've been in some situations. I've been in some situations with traveling, and if I just feel weird. It's like asking, as an adult, asking someone to help you move. Shouldn't that stop in your 20s?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
Don't ask your friends to help you move.
Yeah, no. If you're in your 20s, you're going from college to home to an apartment to whatever, then yes, totally appropriate. If you're 45 years old and you bought a new house somewhere, you do not ask friends to move you.
No.
I mean, that's
absolutely
that's
not.
But on the airport thing, Amy, on the airport thing, it's entirely appropriate to say, hey, Joe, I've got a 6:05 a.m. flight. Could you pick me up at 4 o'clock in the morning? Yeah, entirely appropriate.
Are you planning on traveling anytime soon,
Where are you
Amy?
Going, Amy?
I am not. This was a question that I had. I happened to go to Canada, and it ended up that the person I was going with, their spouse, brought us to the airport.
That was nice.
But a friend offered to take us to the airport, and I thought that was super generous, and also I would have felt horrible because our flight left at 5:30.
Do you know they changed the words to the Canadian national anthem?
Did they?
Yes.
Did they?
Yeah, it used to be
God Save the Queen.
Son's Command, and then now it's In All of Us Command. Politically correct national anthem. Drives me crazy.
Well, but what about the daughters? I mean, you want patriotic daughters, don't you?
Amy, it's the anthem. In All Thy Son's Command, with glowing hearts.
I think you're the only person that irritates.
It does irritate me. The true north, strong and free. It's a great anthem.
But I think the Canadian daughters had a free pass for too long.
Oh, Canada.
I'm so glad this Amy called in.
We stand.
I wonder where I could hear more of Amy.
For thee.
I bet she's on.
Well,
where can I hear more of you?
I might be on at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
God,
yeah. Amy, we love you. Thanks for the call. Hancock and Kelly, late night. One more hour.
And free.
No more grievances. We're going to have fun after this.
Shawn Michael Lyle is next.
That's Coldplay. You like Coldplay?
I do.
British band.
I like the one where they got the cellos going.
Yeah.
What's that called?
I don't know.
Viva La Vida.
There's Matt Pajeski behind the microphone.
We call him
PJ.
That's right. He's the producer here at KMOX.
He's the best.
Maybe we ought to throw open the phone lines.
436-7900, 1-800-925-1120. You want to talk about the debate?
Want to talk about the sheriff getting carjacked last night?
The Blues, anything on your mind?
Maybe you might want to talk about this. Emerson, up in North County, you know Emerson's headquarters up there, don't you?
Well aware.
They've sold part of their business, to their climate technologies business, to a private equity fund called Blackstone.
Yep. Big.
And they have announced that the Blackstone's going to take over a three-year lease of the existing Emerson property, but Emerson headquarters itself is going to be looking for somewhere else to go, and they might be willing to move out of St. Louis.
Yeah. Huge blow.
That would be a huge blow to St. Louis. You can't help but read into the whole Centene taking its name off the soccer stadium the other day, that you worry that there could be a rollback of what they mean to St. Louis.
Yeah.
You know, this is a lot of economic development opportunities, lots of businesses that used to be here, no longer here.
Yeah, but you also have to understand that businesses are dealing with inflation just as we are. They're dealing with higher interest rates just as we are. And they're dealing with local governments, in the case of the city of St. Louis, that are not welcoming to what they want to do. And so, you know, they've got to take all those things into account, and they're going to make decisions that are in the best interest of their shareholders if they're a publicly traded company, or in the best interest of the family that owns a privately held company. And, you know, that's happening. And regretfully, St. Louis is not exactly the most welcoming place to do business right now.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate. And then you throw on crime on top of it all that we're dealing with.
Yeah.
You know, Michael Neidorff, God rest his soul, recently
passed away. Summer.
Yeah. And they had a big honoring of him. But he was really on the forefront of trying to push from a business leader's standpoint of, we have got to deal with crime in this region.
Yeah.
And he was telling the stories of trying to attract top talent to St. Louis. And many of these folks, when they sat down and they Googled St. Louis,
couldn't get
them immediately
here.
Said, nope, my husband won't let me move there. My wife won't let me move there. It's just not a place I'm going to go.
And, you know, the cost of living is good. Depending on where you live, the schools are quite good.
Right.
The cultural situation is good. The food's good. I mean, there's a lot to like about living in St. Louis. It's very family friendly. But the crime stuff is overarching for a lot of people, and folks are, you know, reluctant to come here. And he made that point. He made it effectively.
Yeah, and he was one of the big pushers, we heard it tonight in that debate, of bringing in some folks to study the two police departments, which ultimately they came out with some recommendations. And what we probably need, John Hancock, I think you and I may agree on this, is some type of regional police force.
Yeah.
The idea that we've got 90 municipalities, 70 of them that have their own police department, a couple of them can't even afford to do that. St. Louis County's got a well-trained police department. We've got a well-trained police department here in the city, and we've got resources. Now they're competing against each other. Lots of suburban police departments stealing city cops after they've been trained by this really well-run police department. And we find ourselves in a situation where we're cannibalizing ourselves, when really it ought to just be a movement of resources to address crime where it is in the region.
Yeah, let me tell you what you don't see. You don't see the Bronx PD. You don't see the Queens PD.
Right.
You don't see the Long Island PD. You see the NYPD. And that NYPD polices the city of New York, for better or worse. And, they have their ebbs and flows over time. But here, you've got the St. Louis City Police Department, the St. Louis County Police Department, the Kirkwood Police Department, the Chesterfield Police Department, the Moline Acres Police Department.
It goes on and on.
I mean, you know, and that's not...
Which means... Each of them have their own chiefs.
Yes.
Each of them have their own detectives.
Yes.
Each of them have their own, specialists in this, that, or the other.
I guess they share crime labs now.
Oh, that's great.
But, that's not the way to do this. And the folks that have lived through severe crime, probably New York chief among them, Have you ever heard of the Huntington Beach Police Department? No. It's the LAPD.
Yeah.
And, you know, so there is something to be said for having a unified, cohesive force that is focused and organized to address the crime problem in our community. And we do not, I mean, whatever you may think about what we do not have that.
No, absolutely. I think we got a call. Let's check in.
Let's go to Mystery Caller. Mystery Caller, welcome to Camo X.
Hello, my name is Amy, and I am a first-time caller, but a long-time listener of the Hancock and Kelly Show.
Yeah, this ought to be interesting.
Fan of you guys.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I have a question. I have a question for you guys. It's a dilemma as an adult.
All right. Okay.
As an adult, do you ask people, like, if you need a ride to the airport, should you Uber or should you ask a friend to give you a ride to the airport or to pick you up from the airport?
Well, Amy, that's going to depend upon if you have any friends. So if you're the kind of person that kind of keeps to yourself, you know, and you don't really have any friends and you know, family, then you're probably going to need to Uber.
I have a friend whose name also happens to be Amy.
Unbelievable.
She wouldn't ask for a ride, nor would she Uber. She would run to the airport.
She would run.
Literally, just run to the airport.
Yeah, but there's a lot of luggage out there. Depending on the...
She sounds like a super loser. So,
why do you ask this question, Miss Amy?
Well, because we've been in some situations. I've been in some situations with traveling, and if I just feel weird. It's like asking, as an adult, asking someone to help you move. Shouldn't that stop in your 20s?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Don't ask your friends to help you move.
Yeah, no. If you're in your 20s, you're going from college to home to an apartment to whatever, then yes, totally appropriate. If you're 45 years old and you bought a new house somewhere, you do not ask friends to move you.
No.
I mean, that's
absolutely
that's
not.
But on the airport thing, Amy, on the airport thing, it's entirely appropriate to say, hey, Joe, I've got a 6.05 a.m. flight. Could you pick me up at 4 o'clock in the morning? Yeah, entirely appropriate.
Are you planning on traveling anytime soon,
Where are you
Amy?
Going, Amy?
I am not. This was a question that I had. I happened to go to Canada, and it ended up that the person I was going with, their spouse, brought us to the airport.
That was nice.
But a friend offered to take us to the airport, and I thought that was super generous, and also I would have felt horrible because our flight left at 5:30.
Do you know they changed the words to the Canadian national anthem?
Did they?
Yes.
Did they?
Yeah, it used to be
in
all
thy God save the queen,
in all thy son's command, and then now it's in all of us command. Politically correct national anthem drives me crazy.
Well, but what about the daughters? I mean, you want patriotic daughters, don't you?
Amy, it's the anthem. In all thy son's command, with glowing hearts.
I think you're the only person that irritates.
It does irritate me. The true north, strong and free. It's a great anthem.
But
I think, though,
Canadian daughters had a free pass for too long.
Oh, Canada.
I'm so glad this Amy called in.
We stand.
I wonder where I could hear more of Amy.
For thee.
I bet she's on.
Well,
where can I hear more of you?
I might be on at 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
God,
yeah. Amy, we love you. Thanks for the call. Hancock and Kelly, late night. One more hour.
And
no more grievances. We're going to have fun after this.
Shawn Michael Lyle is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.